This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. I'm Aaron Brown, and I'd be remiss if I did not mention that we have the lovely Katie Haug sitting in with us this evening on piano. So our normal piano player is Nikolai Koivunen. And Nikolai was not able to be with us because we would have violated an international treaty on the number of Finnish people that you can have on one stage. So he was sent on assignment, but Katie Haug has been holding down the fort quite well. Thank you, Katie.
Yep. I'm Norwegian, so it's okay.
It's okay, she's Norwegian. That reminds me, I was down at Laskiainen yesterday, and I was talking to the ladies in the kitchen, and we were remarking on how well everything was going, and I said, well, of course, it's run by Finns, it has to go well, and someone told me, she tapped me on the shoulder and said, oh, we allow Norwegians and Swedes now, too. So they're integrated. So it's well, we have our classic Iron Range sauna fired up here at the Misabi East Auditorium. There it goes, still fired up. Sauna's a big part of the culture here. In fact, saunas solve problems. This was proven in the often forgotten historical tale of the Cold War Sauna Summit of 1962.
United States President Kennedy, Soviet Premier Khrushchev, we are making great progress and are very close to peace that we can secure right here in Helsinki, 1962.
Progress? We're deadlocked, Finnish Prime Minister Mietinen. So long as the Soviet Union continues to produce nuclear weapons, we will be obligated to do the same.
Americans always like to pretend to have moral high ground. Maybe if you spend a little more time on foreign policy and a little less on Marilyn Monroe.
Now listen here, you Siberian Sasquatch.
Gentlemen, I have seen this before. There is only one solution. Sauna.
Yes, let's strip down and see who is really the most powerful man on Earth.
My family is from Ireland. You know that's not fair.
Stop! Now we sauna. You see, my friends, this is what peace feels like.
I like this. Ich bin ein Finlander.
Da, you know what Russian tailors say when he sell you pants? Dos Viranya. I crack myself up. Hey, can I drink in here?
Yeah, but only if you brought enough for everyone.
Do I have enough for everyone? What, you think I'm Russian? Here, go, American.
Thanks, you Ruski. You know, sometimes I forget what we're even fighting about.
I know what you mean. There are only so many parades where you watch the army go by before you say, meh, more tanks, so what? What you think, President Kennedy?
I'm the same way with eagles. Eagles everywhere. I'm supposed to cry a single tear every time I see one of those screeching animals. Did you know they eat roadkill right out of the ditch?
Yes, our intelligence show this.
Listen, Khrushchev, I've got an idea. I can't end the Cold War on my own, and neither can you. But what if we just agree right here and now, in 1962, that we won't actually blow each other up? We'll keep building our militaries and our space programs, pretending to hate each other, but eventually we'll tear down that new wall of yours and call it good.
Yes, and then Russia will get rich on oil money.
And so will we.
And we both build crazy big economies that will probably collapse when oil prices fall.
But by then my face will be on the stamps and your face will be on the money.
Is genius.
This is wonderful. World peace in the sauna. This is Finnish way. Now, Finland will get credit as one of great nations of the world.
A
I like this guy. He cracked me up.
I know, right?
I'm not even mad. Good sauna, huh?
One of these days, Khrushchev, one of these days, pow, to the moon.
All right.